Hello, Jeff. My name is Frank. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we are talking with people in your area today, sir, and I would like to ask just a few questions on a confidential basis for a short survey. Before we begin, sir, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely for the survey?
Yep.
You're in a safe place where you can talk for a survey? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so jumping to my next question here. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
And first, do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
Inside.
Inside, thank you. Now, my next question is to make sure that we do speak to people in different areas of San Antonio. So what is the zip code where you live?
What polling are you with?
I'm calling you on behalf of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And so this survey is mainly about students and educational institutions, and your opinion is 100% important, sir. Now, is your zip code 78258 to confirm?
It is.
Thank you, sir. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party
No.
or by a candidate for political office? Okay, thanks. And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
In my immediate family?
Yes, in your household, where you live at now. Is there
not,
anyone that...
Not in my household.
Okay, thank you. Now, my next question, this is to make sure that we do speak to people of different ages with different opinions, of course. In what year were you born? Only the year.
86.
Thank you, sir. Jumping to my next question here, and I appreciate your time, sir. And I am required to read verbatim, so don't take me wrong. I must read as it's written, since for quality assurance, someone's going to be looking at my work here. So which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a man.
And to ensure that we have a representative sample, sir, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. Now, for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African-American? Or, I'm sorry?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I got my bachelor's in college.
Thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
It broke up. You said, are there any people under the age of 18 in the household?
Well, thank you. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Three.
Thank you. And what type of school do your children attend? Homeschool, private and parochial school, magnet school, an 88-2 partnership school, public charter school, traditional public school, or are your children too young to be in school yet?
Traditional public school.
Traditional public school, thank you. And that was the 1882 partnership school. I'm sorry, I got that wrong there. Thank you, sir. Now, do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or traditional kindergarten to third grade, fourth to fifth grade, sixth to eighth grade, or high school?
Yes.
Which of the above?
Second grade, pre-K, and daycare.
And daycare, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, what is most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? The size, special needs program, athletic or extracurricular activities, quality of teachers, graduation rate and student outcomes, the safety, academic program, or location?
Teachers.
The teachers. Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. And jumping to my next question here. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. But if I name one you don't know too much about, sir, that's fine. Just tell me and I'll go on to the next one. The first one is Teachers Union. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Teachers Union?
In our district, favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable, since I do have those two options
somewhat
there? Somewhat. How about Mayor Ron Nittenberg? Do you have a very unfavorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
I don't know.
Never heard of him, or you have, but you don't have an opinion?
I actually never heard of him. We're new to the area, so.
Oh, I see. How about the San Antonio City Council? What is your opinion?
No opinion.
Favorable or unfavorable? No opinion, thank you. And the San Antonio Superintendent, Jaime Aquino?
Oh, I like him. We get a lot of good emails.
I see. So very favorable or somewhat favorable, in your opinion?
Very.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you a short list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one of your opinion, if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, sir, just tell me and I'll go on to the next one. The first one is private and parochial schools in San Antonio. Based on what you have read, seen, or heard so far, would you say very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
I don't have an opinion.
How about the 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio? Favorable or unfavorable?
I think they're favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Favorable. Very.
Favorable? Very. Thank you. How about public charter schools in San Antonio?
No opinion.
The next is innovation schools in San Antonio.
I have no opinion.
And magnet schools in San Antonio.
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. Would you say public education in San Antonio is heading in the right direction, sir? Or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track based on your on what you have read, seen, or heard so far?
I wouldn't say it's on the wrong track, and I wouldn't say it's heading straight in the right track either. I think it's just kind of neutral.
Neutral, thank you. And who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Would you say the mayor of San Antonio is responsible, the school board, the teachers' union, the superintendent and school district officials, the state legislator, or the governor?
Sorry, was the question who's responsible for the education?
Yes. Who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Would you say the mayor
of
San Antonio?
Of the quality? Okay.
Yeah.
No, it would be the local superintendent and officials.
Thank you. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say not important at all?
Yes, very important. Very important.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We're headed towards the end of the survey. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
I'm sorry, I broke up. What was the question again?
Yes, I'm sorry. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I mean, I can only talk about where I am because I don't know anywhere else. So I think it's doing just fine. It's doing great.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, from what you know or have heard, okay, so I'm sorry. Let me go back here. So would you say a lot, some, a little, or not at all? Again, do you think the local public schools in San Antonio, where you're at now, of course, do you think they need to change a lot, some, a little, not at all? Which of those can I select for you?
A little.
Little, thank you. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
Oh, I don't have an opinion on that. I guess more
not
schools
a,
the better.
Okay, thank you. And over the past year, as your opinion,
I'm somewhat favorable on that.
You're somewhat favorable on that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somewhat favorable. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
In our specific school district or nationwide?
No, here in San Antonio.
I think it's good. It's fine.
So, well, my question is, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
I guess it'd be less favorable.
Less favorable. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year? Can you tell me in your own words?
Sure. The gender politics that go on don't need to be taught at my school.
Okay, so anything else? Maybe you have thought about something else?
No, other than that, that's the one thing I'm most concerned about.
Oh, okay. All right, so jumping to my next question, and I appreciate your time and your patience with me, sir. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
It would have no effect on my vote.
Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with, sir, they have said that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
If they're in the general election or the midterm election, I do, but I don't ever go if it's not in those two.
Oh, I see. Would you say never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Thank you. And how likely are you to consider sending your child to a public charter school? Not at all likely, not too likely, likely, or very likely?
Not too likely.
Not too likely, thank you. And thinking about you personally, sir, how satisfied would you say you are with the school or schools you send your children to? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, not too satisfied, or not satisfied at all?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Moving on, sir, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? I'm going to read you a short list. Would you say student safety, providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic, increasing funding to public schools, supporting and facilitating more schools choice for students, keeping good teachers, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, cutting the number of public charter schools, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools?
It would be keeping the teachers.
Any others? Any other, or which is the next most important to you?
Yeah,
the ones that I've
increase for schools.
I'm sorry?
Increasing funding for schools.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each statement. The first one says, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly disagree with the statement, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly disagree.
Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Would you say you agree or disagree with the statement?
I strongly disagree.
Annual standardized testing is important to you as a parent because it helps you understand if your child is performing at grade level.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Moving on, sir, the City Council acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, sir, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
Less involved.
Less involved. Now, changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program would give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Would you oppose or support this education savings account program?
Oh, well, that there's more to it than that. Only if the money is used for education. I mean, you can't just give somebody 10 grand and say, here you go. It has to be used for education. So if I don't have enough information about that question, I can't answer that.
I understand. Thank you, sir. And I just have a few more questions for a statistical purpose only to finish the survey now. Are you currently employed, a student? Do you stay at home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
No, I'm employed.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I am a libertarian.
I see. And my next question here, do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or to the Republican Party?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Now, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle.
Upper middle, thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, sir. I appreciate your time and patience with me, and you have a wonderful rest of the night.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir.